Welcome to the Ask Reiki Race podcast.
Hi, I understand that Reiki can be used retrospectively to go back and heal situations that have occurred in the past. How is this carried out? So, for example, if just say you caused pain to somebody some years ago and you wanted to heal that, how do you heal that, even if it's quite nasty, like, you know? An answer would be great. Thanks.
Hi, David. This is Angie Webster with Reiki Rays. Thank you so much for your question. You have asked how to use Reiki to send healing to the past when you have caused someone pain. It is a very healing thing, just that you are seeking to send healing to this situation. The simple intention that you have in your heart to heal the damage that occurred as a result of your actions is a powerful start to the healing process, both for yourself and for the other involved. When we harm another, we harm ourselves, so it is always beneficial to send healing when we cause harm, even if the healing is unlikely to reverse the consequences of our previous action. It is best to send healing purely for the sake of healing, for soothing the energy of that past moment, rather than to send healing with an eye toward making someone forgive you, trust you, or like you again. To send Reiki to the past in this way, you can do it very similarly to sending any distant Reiki treatment. It may be easiest to use a proxy, such as an object or a stuffed animal, to represent the person you are sending Reiki to. When I send Reiki to a past situation, I particularly like using a rose quartz, but you can hold any object you like. It is simply something for your mind and hands to focus on. Draw the symbols over the object you have chosen and hold in your mind and heart the time you wish to send healing to, and invite Reiki to flow. At first, send healing to your own past woundedness, that pain that allowed you to harm another. Forgive yourself. You may wish to place one hand over your own heart as you work with Reiki during this portion of the exercise. It may help to see your present self assisting your past self in healing, possibly even seeing your present self in that room in the past, sending Reiki and guidance to your former self. Next, send Reiki to the one you harmed. Invite that person's higher self or guides to assist in the healing, to heal any harm done on all levels. Ask Reiki to heal any pain or grief resulting from this situation, through all of space and time. Ask that you both receive any growth or guidance that may be possible from the situation, and leave the damage behind. If you are particularly good at visualization, you may wish to place Reiki symbols in the room where the damage occurred as well, though this is not necessary. I appreciate your question. Healing the past, especially taking responsibility for healing our own past, is a very special and noble step in healing the present and the future of us all. I commend you for attending to this. Blessings to you on your journey.
ReikiRays.com, your daily source of Reiki inspiration.